Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in. It's time for another Atlanta Soccer Tonight special on the Off the Woodwork podcast, presented by 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, and I had the chance this afternoon to catch up with Everton legend Graham Stewart. When I say legend, when you are a player who moves to another club and scores a goal against your former club, and your former fans applaud you for it, you're a legend. Graham Stewart is one of those legends for Everton, who will be making a trip to Atlanta for the Premier League Summer Series. Tickets are available by visiting premierleague.com/summer-series. Really looking forward to these games in August. And we talked about the importance of an event like the Summer Series for Everton as a playing squad, what it does to help get you ready for the next season in the Premier League, and what it does for the club. You know, this is an opportunity to engage with current fans, and we talk about that. Everton has a supporters group here in Atlanta, if you were not aware, and also potentially new fans as well. It's an opportunity from a sporting side and a business side, and it creates a lot of excitement around the game. Going to be a fun time at the Benz for the Premier League Summer Series. Here is my conversation from the Colony Square Studios at 92.9 The Game with Everton legend Graham Stewart. How important is the Summer Series in kind of the preparation for a team as they go into a new season?
Yeah, I think it's very important. You know, any player will tell you it's so important to get pre-season under your belt. You know, your fitness levels, you know, are so important. And it's very, very difficult if you miss summer pre-season and then play catch-up whilst the Premier League's going on. Yeah. So, you know, you've probably got a six-week window to make sure everything's in place and you're absolutely on the top of your game before you start the season.
For these trips to the U.S., you know, it feels almost like a group stage kind of setup, playing three games, playing three different opponents. You know, how does that help prepare a team for the next season?
Yeah, I think it's great preparation. I mean, obviously coming over to the States is brilliant for us and brilliant for the other three teams as well, because you're always going to get world-class facilities, which is vitally important. The vibrancy of America, full stop as well. Yeah. The passion for the game. That's vitally important. And obviously the opposition is strong as well.
Yeah.
You know, three Premier League sides. So you're playing three really strong sides, good games of football. And as everyone progresses, you get that little bit of extra fitness along the way. So I don't think anybody's going to suggest that we're going to be 100% up to speed straight away, right. But we'll get there quicker playing the kind of opposition that we will be in the summer.
And it's that cool kind of double-edged sword here with coming over, you're getting games, you're getting ready for the next season, but also you get a chance to interact with your fans on this side of the Atlantic. How does that help grow the club?
Huge, really. I mean, I think we've had a pre-season in the Asia area, but that seems to be dominated by Man United, Liverpool, You know, Arsenal. You look at the States, our fan base is growing on a regular basis. You know, I think we've got a supporters group in every state, bar Alaska, but we're working on it. We are working on it.
Got to get Anchorage represented.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think America for us is a really good fit. Mm-hmm. You know, myself and Ian Snowden on match days back at Goodison Park do meet and greets, and the amount of American guys who come over and we meet and greet them, and they're so enthusiastic about it. You know, they know that Goodison's, you know, wrapping up at the end of this season, unfortunately, because we'll all leave there with heavy hearts, but we're going down to a magnificent new stadium, so that offsets it a bit. But you know, that it's nice for us to give something back to the American guys who've spending a lot of money and a lot of time to come over and support us as a football club. So for us to be able to come over here and engage with them is the least we can do.
The game's getting into a really interesting spot in this country where Atlanta, for an example, you know, you met Atlanta Everton fans who are also probably many Atlanta United fans. So the Premier League works out really well with watch games in the morning, then go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and see a game that night. Is that kind of the reaction that you got from people last night when you met with some of the fans?
Yeah, they're really excited. They're dual purpose, as you say. You know, you get the chance to watch the Premier League games early on, and fair play as well to get up at, you know, that time. It's not easy every week.
It's rough.
you know, the guys do it, and then obviously you've got the secondary part of it where you can go and watch an MLS game as well. So you get the best of both worlds.
Everton's always had a strong US connection as well, with so many players, whether national team or just great American players who have come through the club. How important is that when you look at kind of building a fan base in this country?
Yeah, well, every time we speak to American fans, you know, why Everton? And it's Tim Howard, it's Landon Donovan, it's Joe Max Moore, Brian McBride, you know, that's the reason that, you know, they became Evertonians, because they're such household names over here, those guys, and they played so well for our football club as well. So the tie is there straight away. And I just think it's grown. And there's a little bit about whenever I speak to the fans, is that they kind of like being the underdog a little bit as well. And they like the challenge of it, because we've had some difficult times. But yeah. Evertonians, you know, they're strong people, strong-willed people. And the more you throw at them, the more they'll come back at you harder. And I think there's that feeling with the American side of it as well.
It's been cool to see it grow. I mean, when I was a kid and in high school, and we first really got to see the Premier League on a regular basis, the first players that connected me to Everton were Joe Max Moore and Preki. Preki was an incredible talent. And, you know, we just didn't get to see it that much at that time. Now you can watch every match. It's changed so much.
I mean, you guys probably get the opportunity to watch more Premier League football than we would back at home.
Yeah.
You know, my sister lives in Chicago, and she'll tell me that she can get up Saturday morning, turn the telly on, you, as you said, watch any kind of game, any Premier League game, which is a fantastic thing to be able to do. We don't get that opportunity, but I'm lucky enough to be at Goodison Park and watch, or wherever we're playing away, watching them anyway. So, you know, everybody loves football. It's as simple as that. So, you know, to have that capability on a Saturday morning is fantastic for you all.
Yeah. When you think about, you know, Goodison and the time ending there this season, what are your favourite memories there?
Oh, I mean, the one game, the most famous game for me is obviously the Wimbledon game. You know, they call it the Great Escape. I mean, for all the wrong reasons, by the way. People always ask me about the Wimbledon game because, you know, it was the one time, you know, in a long time that we could potentially be relegated and lose our Premier League status, and then for us to be 2-0 down after 20-odd minutes and to fight our way back and come through, that was an incredible day in the end. But there's the embarrassment of being in that situation in the first place and being part of a side that potentially could have seen us lose our Premier League status, and we swore then it would never happen again. But unfortunately for us, it did. It happened in 98 when Gareth Farrelly scored against Coventry, and it's happened over the last few seasons for us as well. You know, the Crystal Palace game, 2-0 down, I don't think we'd had a shot on target, and we came out second half and somehow came out with a victory 3-2 again. And then obviously Decore scores against Bournemouth, but that's happening too often, and now we need to change that, and we need to start a whole new era. After leaving Goodison, going down to Bramley Moor Dock, it's a great opportunity for the club as a whole to totally change everything about it. Enjoy and remember the fantastic times at Goodison. The Bayern Munich game is a lot of people's favourite game. That must have been an unbelievable occasion for people to be present at. And they're all memories that you can keep stored in your head, and no one can ever take them away from you. But all that history and all that passion and desire, we've got to take down to Bramley Moor Dock and start our new era and make all those kind of special moments happen down there.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It really does feel like a new era, and the new stadium kind of gives you that feeling of that new chapter, new movie, new era. Do you feel like on the field that the club's heading in the right direction to get there?
I think so now, yeah. I mean, it's been challenging.
Yeah.
You know, there's no point in me sitting here pretending it's not been challenging, because it has. We've had points deductions. Mm-hmm. We've had all sorts of things thrown at us. But again, it's that siege mentality of the Evertonians that whatever you throw at us, we'll come through it somehow, some way. And we've done that. But if you keep putting yourself in that situation, you fall through the trap door at one point. And since David Moyes came in, he's changed it around incredibly. I mean, I respect Sean Dyche a huge amount. I think he came to the football club in an incredibly tough time. Mm-hmm. And everything that possibly could go wrong went wrong, off the park and what have you. So I feel sorry for Sean and his staff. I think that in the main they did a fantastic job, but it had gone a little bit stale.
Right.
And we were getting to the point now where we didn't look like we were going to score a goal, let alone win a game of football. Yeah. And sometimes it's just that little different voice in the dressing room. David's an incredibly experienced manager. You know, he had a great time at West Ham. He's won a European trophy. You know, they were always in the top half of the table as well. And he had the same when he was at Everton in his first time. He was always, you know, in the top 5, 6, 7, that kind of area. So he knew the club inside out. It's a different club now, obviously, because everything evolves. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't taken him long to get his point of view across, and, you know, what he expects of the players. And as I say, just that different voice sometimes turns it round. And we went from a side that didn't look like we were going to score to being 2-3-0 up at half time. It was incredible. So, you know, the players have stepped up as well, credit to them. And all of a sudden now we can relax now, and we haven't got that fear hanging over us about whether we're going to be a Premier League side going into the new stadium.
It's so fascinating when you see that coaching change and what it can do. And Moyes has always seemed like a guy to me that transmits confidence really well, and it feels like the team is night and day once he took over. You know, have you had the chance to talk to him a lot about that and kind of his mentality?
I've spoken to him a little bit, not very much, because obviously, you know, as you understand, he's an incredibly busy man,
yeah,
and you know, it's so difficult to, you know, to have any opportunity to go down and speak to him down at Finch Farm, because, you know, they're training every day and the matches are coming thick and fast.
Yeah.
But all I would say is that when you've had the experience of David Moyes, you trust yourself as well,
yeah.
And you know what you're saying to people is the correct thing, and you know what training methods and the way you're going about thing works, because it always has done for him. Now, it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but you know, if you look back at West Ham, you know, I said, I've got a mate of mine who's a West Ham fan, and I said to him, be careful what you wish for, by the way, because he's a solid man to have running your side, and all of a sudden He left West Ham and they've not had a particularly great season. Okay. So we're delighted. I think every Evertonian's delighted that he's back at the club. He's a safe pair of hands, yeah. And he's somebody that can take us into the new stadium with a sense of purpose in moving us forward as a football club, which is vitally important. And, you know, we've got the Friedkin who've come in and taken over the football club as well. So there's so much more positivity about the place over the last 6 or 7 weeks.
And the new stadium has to be a huge part of that. I know there's been some test events and people getting in and seeing it. You know, how different is the game day experience going to be in your mind?
Yeah, I think it's going to be down to the fans as to how different it's going to be, because you're still going to get the diehards that want to drink up at County Road. They want to drink in the Winslow opposite Goodison, and good luck to them. That's totally up to them. You'd never change what anybody wants to do. Everybody's entitled to do what they want. But we'll have a new set of fans as well. We're going to have another 13,000, 14,000 people coming through the gate every other week. So it's up to us as a football club to make sure their fan experience before the game is as good as it can be, and afterwards, and hopefully on the pitch as well for during the game, because a winning side, it creates good feeling around the city, especially around the football club, and that match day experience is something that we're doing a lot of work towards, and making sure that we get people in the stadium as early as possible, really, because if you're going to get just under 53,000 in the stadium, you don't want everybody coming in at 10 to 3, like everybody charges up from County Road to go to Goodison when they've had their last pint. That's not going to be a realistic thing to be able to be done at Bramley Moor Dock. So it's just a change of habit for people, I think, and getting used to a different way of monitoring and getting through their match day.
Really excited to have the four clubs here in Atlanta coming up for the summer series. You know, this is the second, third edition of Summer Series. It's the second time it's been in Atlanta. You know, when you look at the overall growth strategy of a club like Everton, making these trips, what does it end up doing for the club on the whole in your mind, in terms of branding, in terms of changing perception, and maybe just bringing new fans into the mix?
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, coming over and showing our willingness as a football club to engage with our American fans. I think that's vitally important. It lends itself to doing that with the Friedkin's group taking over. So everything just feels right to be trying to grow the fan base. And the more we can come over and participate in the tournaments like that we will do this summer, hopefully you pick up the younger fans as well. That's what's going to be important moving forward. We've got a solid base of fans over here at this moment in time, but we want to get those youngsters as well, because they're going to be our future.
Yeah, it's exciting. And probably with the way it's laid out, you're going to see fans who will follow the team on this trip. Some folks from England could come over.
Oh, very much
and
so.
Have a summer vacation.
Oh, believe you me, there'll be plenty of Scousers coming over. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go in the world, you can guarantee there'll be a good following of Scousers. So I've got absolutely no doubt there will be a good few people taking their vacation, shall we say.
Really looking forward to it. Excited to have the summer series here in Atlanta and across the country this summer. Thanks for taking some time for me.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for having me.